I've never seen this number before. Sorry. Hello? Oh, hey, God. How's it going? Yeah. I'm kind of busy right now. Yeah. Can I call you back next Sabbath? Or wait, no. Can I call you? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be at church in 3 weeks because I have to perform. So can I talk to you then? Yeah, that'd be great. Or why don't you just text me? Or I can text you, and then we don't even have to talk, and it just take way less time. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I really got to go. Okay. Love you too. Bye. When I was little, I had an older brother, and he was always watching out for me. He thought the thing that would make me happy was if I had a pacifier in my mouth. So whenever I would fuss or cry, he would grab my pacifier and he would come stick it in my mouth because he knew it would make me happy. So I'd suck on it for a while and, you know, I'd be happy. And then, I don't know, I would get fed up with it and I'd spit it out. Or I would forget about it and it'd just fall out. And so I sat there for a while, you know, didn't really know what's going on, and then I'd realize that I lost my pacifier, and so I'd start crying again. So he would run in from the other room, and he would come and he'd stick it back in my mouth to make me happy. It says in Psalms 23:6, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life." There are a couple words in there that I really like. The first word, surely, it means without fail, like, of course. Pursue, which means to follow in an effort to overtake or to chase. And all, which means every. So, of course, your goodness and unfailing love is going to chase after me every day of my life. I grew up in the Adventist church. You know, I've read all the stories in the Bible. I've heard the sermons. But God was never real to me. He was up there, but he wasn't down here. He was kind of like a rock star to me. You know, you can listen to their music. You can read their lyrics. Every once in a while, you can even go to one of their concerts. And when you see them up on stage performing, you feel a little connection with them. You feel a little closer to them. But once they walk off that stage, life goes back to normal, and you forget what it was like to feel that connection. I could read the Bible, I went to church, but I never felt really close to God. I could go to camp or something, and I'd get the spiritual high, but then when I would leave, I would go back to daily life, and I would forget what it was like to feel God. In Luke 15, there's stories about three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. The story about the lost sheep. Sheep aren't really the brightest of animals. They're quite dumb. So I can just picture this little sheep, you know, he's following the shepherd, and then all of a sudden he's like, ooh, butterfly, or ooh, grass, yum. And all of a sudden he looks up and the shepherd's gone. I'm like that sheep. I'd do something and I'd be on fire for God. I'd be like, yes. So I'd start following God. I'd be like, yes, I'm following God. I'm excited. And all of a sudden I'd look around and I'll be, God, where'd you go? This way? No, I don't think so. I don't really want to go anywhere. I'd get more lost. So I'll just stay here and I guess I'll wait for God to come find me. So I'd wait for a little while and God would come find me. So I'd be like, yes, God, and so I'd follow him again. But pretty soon, I would get caught up in daily life and just busyness. And, God, where'd you go? It was funny, in the story about the lost sheep, in the end, the shepherd actually has to pick up the sheep and carry it home because it's too dumb to find its way on its own. The second parable is about the lost coin. This is someone who feels rejected. They feel like they've been dropped. They're just spare change in someone's pocket. And when they were reaching for something, they fell out and they rolled behind the couch. And, you know, who cares about a little penny? So they're laying behind the couch and they want to get up and walk and be found. But they don't have any arms or legs. They can't get up and move. And they're yelling at God. They're saying, "Why? Why do you not care? Why are you don't think I'm important?" Little do they know that while they are saying all these things, while they are doubting, God is on his hands and knees, and he's searching the whole house, getting filthy and sweaty, moving around all the furniture, and searching for that coin until he finds it. The third story is about the lost son. This is someone who said, "I don't want anything to do with you, God. I'm fed up with you. I'm going to go the other direction." So the son, he takes his dad's money, and he goes to try to find a better life, but he ends up with nothing. He doesn't have shelter. He doesn't have food. He's a bum, one of those bums that you see on the street. And he knows that the road he's going down is not going to lead him anywhere good. So the idea pops into his head, home. No, I can't go back there. After all those things that I've said to God, after all the things that I've done, he'd never accept me. But he couldn't find any other way to go. So he kind of shuffled his feet home. Meanwhile, God sits by the window every night, waiting for his son to come home. He sits there longing. He wants to chase after him, but he knows that if he does, that the son just might run farther the other direction and might never come home. So one night, he's sitting there, and he's watching and waiting, and he sees someone coming in the driveway, and immediately he knew what it was, and he ran out the door, and he pretty much took his son down in the trying to hug him because he was so excited that he came home. When the son got up, he's like, "Oh, God, I'm so sorry what I did. I didn't mean those things. I can work for you for the rest of my life to pay off all the money I lost. I can pay rent, you know, whatever." But God's like, "I don't care what you've done. I accept you just the way you are. I am just glad that you came home." In all three of these stories, there's three different people that are lost. It doesn't matter if it's distractions or what you've said or what you've done or if you feel alone. God searches for the thing that he's finding. He searches for each one of us. And he's not going to stop until we are in his arms and he's going to carry us home. And I don't mean home as in heaven. I mean home as in paradise here on earth. Paradise in God, because we belong with God.
a mystery, not such a faint and far away.
Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This God, our God, he's calling us home. He is searching for us. He's chasing after us. And all he wants to do is pick us up in his arms and carry us home.